If God calls you to give and you resist and you don't give, you'll become weary. If God calls you to serve and you don't serve, you'll become weary. You'll grow weary. If God calls you to trust and you waver, you'll grow weary. If God calls you to follow but you take the lead, you'll grow weary. If God calls you to serve, to submit, but you refuse, you'll grow weary in that season.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Jay Tyler from Holt Assembly of God, and I want to welcome you to today's broadcast of Life in the Spirit. Here in just a moment, you're going to be listening to a message that I recently shared with our congregation at Holt Assembly of God. The message you'll be listening to is part of a series entitled Seasons. Ecclesiastes 3:1 tells us this: everything has a season. And I believe this, every season has a purpose. My prayer for you today is that you are blessed and encouraged as you hear the Word of God shared in this broadcast.
Ecclesiastes 3:1, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Life is full of seasons. Verse 11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Now, just think about the list we just read. There are some things on that list I don't like. How about you? But God's word declares this: He has made everything beautiful in its time, in its season. Why is that? Because every season has a purpose. If we're going to have peace in a season, it's important that we have peace in that season. Because if we don't, we can end up resisting what God has declared is beautiful. If we don't have peace in our season with God, we can actually resist what God is allowing. How many of you have ever been there before? God has allowed something, you didn't like it, but it's for your betterment. It ended up being for His glory. It ended up being for you to mature and grow. And if you're like any human being who has breath in their body, I'm sure you didn't say, "Well, here comes trouble. I just love trouble. I love trials. I love tribulation." No, what'd you do? You resisted. Seasons are going to occur. If we lack peace in a season, we can end up resisting what God has declared as beautiful. Throughout this series, I've been referring to Joshua chapter 1 as the birth of a new season. Moses was dead, and Israel had another opportunity to enter into the promised land. The former generation of believers had failed to enter their season because of the rebellion. But why did they rebel? Fear and doubt. The former generation disobeyed God because they had no peace. They had no peace. Remember, they wanted the peace of Egypt. Let's go back to Egypt where we were slaves, where we were mistreated. At least we had pots of meat. At least we had food to feed us. By fear, they reacted. They didn't listen. Fear is opposite of what? Faith. Faith is of the Spirit. Fear comes from what? It comes from our flesh. Church, we cannot understand God, what He is doing, through fear. 40 years later, Joshua and this new generation, they're at a new place. And by faith, they're ready to obey. By faith, they're ready to go into their season. And they know this, that God is for them. Remember throughout Joshua chapter 1, how many times God says, "As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I'm for you. I'm not against you." He's reminding them. They're like, "Yes, God, we know." But God is making sure they understand that they have faith, that they trust Him, because they're going to enter into that season. And listen, God is not just going to, just because they walk in and show up, doesn't mean He's going to give them. There's going to be fights. There's going to be difficulties as they charge into the promised land and they take it by force. But what God's promise is this: during difficult times, I'm still going to be there with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. When you lack peace, you look for ways around your season. The season you're in may not be very comfortable. And when you lack peace, you say, no way. I'm backing up, and I'll take the long way around it if necessary. Who controls the seasons? God controls the seasons. Now, you have choices. I'm not saying you don't have choices, but God ordains the seasons. Natural instinct says, let's do what's easier rather than what's more difficult. How many of you have tried to go around a situation only to find yourself right in the middle of the situation? See, if we're lacking peace, we look for ways, because we look to the natural. I'm getting myself out of this. I'm getting myself out of this mess. And when we should just say, God, I trust you. God, I put my faith in you. God, I put my hope. God, my eyes are on you. It's not on the season. I'm going to trust you. Faith is from God, but fear is from the flesh. Fear will always keep you outside of your purpose. If God's called you to do something, and you do not step into it because you're afraid, you'll be outside of your purpose. Every season needs to be approached by faith, knowing that God loves you, knowing that God has a purpose for you. Because peace, when you connect with God, peace surpasses what? All understanding. It's by faith we discern our seasons. It's by faith. When we lack peace in the midst of our season, you can be sure of this, you're going to have difficulty. Until you can find that place, that perspective that says, God is for me, he's not against me. The perspectives I shared with you earlier, those perspectives are connected to our faith. Faith connects us to peace, and if we lack peace, we can resist our season, and the result is this, you grow weary. We all get to those places where we can be weary physically, but we can get to those places, and you know you can get weary emotionally. You can get weary spiritually. And listen, if you are going through a season and you have difficulty gaining perspective, you'll grow weary in your season. God does not want you to grow weary in your season. Look at this, Galatians 6, 9. And let us not grow what? Weary while doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Where God was allowing something, but you resisted him. And again, maybe you resisted a situation he was allowing later again to only discover that it was for your good. It was for your good. And in essence, what you were doing was resisting God. Look, the generation of Israelites in the desert, under the leadership of Moses, was doing that very thing. They were resisting what God was trying to bring to pass. God was trying to bring them out of the desert, through the Red Sea, travel straight into the promise and go. He sent the spies. He thought again, man, if I give them spies to go spy out the land, they'll see that it is a good land. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. It's a land that is prosperous. It's a land that is a million times better than the desert you've been in. And surely they'll send those spies out. They'll come back with a faith report that says, let's go. It's going to be difficult. But listen, if God was for us in Egypt and God was with us in the desert, he'll surely be with us in that place. And you know what they did? The exact opposite, didn't they? They had fear. They didn't have peace, and they stayed outside of their promise. I believe this happens in our lives as believers more than we'll admit. We resist what God is trying to allow. We resist in life what God is trying to bring to pass. We don't get into the rhythm of what God is trying to do. We resist some seasons that are uncomfortable. And remember, you've got to understand that a season is by faith. You've got to enter it by faith. Without faith, you lack peace. And without peace, you'll grow weary. There are times we get careless with our prayers. Have you ever gotten careless with your prayer life? Have you ever asked for things that later you understood that was not the right thing to ask for? We're not alone in this. We have examples in God's Word where you see people, they react out of their feelings rather than from faith. Peter is a great example. Matthew 16, 21. From that time, Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and be raised the third day. Verse 22. Then Peter took him aside and began to do what? Rebuke him, saying, far be it from you, Lord. This shall not happen to you. But he turned and said, get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men. no, what you're saying is wrong. It's good for you to be here. It's good for you. You're healing people. People are getting saved. People are being delivered. It's not good for you to go. What you're saying is wrong, Jesus. What you're saying is wrong. What you want, he says, get behind me, Satan. And he's not calling Peter a devil. He is addressing our flesh. Our flesh, how we naturally react. For you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men. Peter was very uncomfortable with the season Jesus was revealing. A season without Jesus, a season that ends with his death. See, he wasn't thinking resurrection. He wasn't thinking new life. He wasn't thinking salvation. He wasn't thinking the Holy Spirit. He was just thinking Jesus would be dead? No way. See, that's why you have to maintain a faith perspective. I wonder again how many times in our lives we've prayed and believed and trusted counter to what God was trying to do. And we just couldn't figure out, man, why isn't God answering my prayer? God uses things for his glory. It can come wintertime. You can wear shorts and flip-flops. It's still going to get cold. Now, you can go out in winter cold, or you can go out in winter warm. Why? Why wear yourself? Why worry over things you have no control over? Are you weary in your season? Are you weary in your season? I want you to look at this verse. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come to me, all who labor, all who are weary, right? And are heavy laden, and I will give you what?
Rest.
I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find what? Rest for your souls. Rest for your souls. Verse 30, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If God calls you to give and you resist and you don't give, guess what's going to happen? You'll become weary. If God calls you to serve and you don't serve, you'll become weary. You'll grow weary. If God calls you to trust and you waver, you'll grow weary. If God calls you to follow but you take the lead, you'll grow weary. If God calls you to serve, to submit, but you refuse, you'll grow weary in that season. How many of you have gotten weary before in your season? You can wear yourselves out by resisting God. Some of us poorly discern our seasons, and we think we're resisting all hell and the devil himself, only to find out the light finally comes on, and we find we've been resisting God, and God has just been allowing us to spin our wheels. Not because he's getting joy out of us spinning our wheels, but because he loves us. How many of you have spent a week there one night? That happens. God allows you to spend a long time in one place. Why? So you'll learn to discern his voice. Learn to discern the situations. Learn to discern. Man, you could. How many of you had repeat seasons? And sometimes it happened. You could say, oh, I've been here. Deja vu all over again, right? Take my yoke upon yourselves. Now, there's a number of ways to view this verse. But I think in this example, what you're seeing is we see Jesus describing a yoke, a device that are bringing two animals together. And I understand that there are different types of yoke. But I think what we're seeing here is a yoke that brings two animals together, we're picturing. And that yoke, binding those two animals together and distributing that load on both animals. Sometimes we'll read this verse and we say, Lord, I'm weary and I'm heavy laden. I need your yoke. And we forget the rest of it. There's still a yoke. See, we think that yoke is this. There's nothing. Just take it all so I have nothing. The verse says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. There's still a burden. It's just lighter. It's lighter that you can stand. It's lighter that you can function. It's lighter so you can follow. So why? So that you don't wear yourselves out. So you don't weary yourselves.
I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this broadcast. I hope it was a blessing to you. If you're looking for a church home, we would love to invite you to come check us out at Holt Assembly of God. We worship together Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. or Wednesday evenings for our family night at 7 p.m. Holt Assembly of God is located at 540 3rd Avenue in Holt, Florida. Our phone number is 850-537-8351, or you can find us on Facebook or Instagram. Until our next broadcast of Life in the Spirit,
I pray God richly bless you and keep you as you serve the Lord Jesus with a grateful heart.